I'm speaking with Gay Nicholson, president of Sustainable Tompkins and one of the organizers of the People's Climate March taking place in Ithaca and all over the country this Saturday, April 29th. The march in Ithaca is taking place starting at 11:30 a.m. at the Bernie Milton Pavilion, and there are other events taking place Saturday around the idea of sustainability. And Gay, thanks for talking with me today. First off, as president of Sustainable Tompkins, what are some of the reasons your organization is hosting this weekend's march?
Well, we've done a lot of work over the last decade or so in the area of the transition to clean energy and learning about climate change, what it means for us, and how to slow it down, and also how we're going to have to adapt to it. You may remember a few years back we did the regional Climate Smart and Climate Ready conference with Assemblywoman Barbara Lifton, and we've done mini salons and other conferences on energy. We also run the Finger Lakes Climate Fund, which is a local carbon offset fund, gives grant money out to lower income households for making home energy efficiency improvements. So we have a ready interest in that. Plus, we host Earth Day Ithaca every year. And when I saw that the People's Climate Movement was going to be having another march, this time centered on Washington, D.C., on the 100th day of the Trump administration, I thought, well, that's perfect for us to combine Earth Day Ithaca with being a sister march of the March for Climate, Jobs, and Justice. We're one of now something like 370 marches across the country that will be taking place this Saturday.
And what are some of the co-sponsoring organizations?
Well, our sponsors include Beck Equipment, which is the overall sponsor for everything that's happening that day. But we also have March sponsors of all of the Heat Smart program installers, Snug Planet, Halco, and MP Environmental, and then also several of the installers for the Go Solar Tompkins program, Tatum Engineering. Actually, they're sponsoring the Fall Creek Brass Band, which is going to lead the march, and Twin Tier Solar and Wind out of down in the Endicott area, I believe. And Dish Truck and So Green have also been sponsors. But I've been working with, in terms of partner organizations, a wide range of volunteers of So Green, Friendship Donations Network, Tompkins County Progresses, the Tompkins County Climate Protection Initiative. There's even a group from Montrose, Pennsylvania, Democratic Women of the Susquehanna County, I believe is their name, so and a number of others. So we have a lot of different groups involved. Many groups are coming, marching in as a unit, like the Jewish Voice for Peace, the Business Leaders of Colors, the Unitarian Universalists, church, that kind of presence will be felt during the march as well. It's a very important and kind of overwhelming topic, what we're looking at and how narrow the window of opportunity is at this point. But so we want to talk about why citizens need to come together, stand in solidarity for these intersecting issues, make their voices heard to all of our elected officials and to the rest of the culture, really, to remind people to pay attention and to take action. So on the comments, we're going to be talking about why policy matters. So we'll be hearing from Assemblywoman Lifton, somebody from the city of Ithaca, the town of Dryden, and Irene Weiser, who has done a lot of activism around different policy issues. And then we're going to be having a performance by a stilt walking theater troupe from Sullivan County that's coming up, and they'll do a short satirical skit.
You're talking about who will be speaking at the rally at the Bernie Milton Pavilion?
Yes, and after that rally that's about policy and why citizens have to come and push for better policy, I mean, strong and bold policy is what's needed at this point, then we'll march following the Fall Creek Brass Band down to the space at Green Star, where we'll gather for a very short song together, followed by a few more speeches talking about why action matters. How do we go about walking our talk on this? Yes, we need to be involved on policy issues, but we also need to get around to getting our houses insulated and air sealed, and, you know, invest in the renewable energy measures that are out there. And we've got great programs like Go Solar Tompkins and Heat Smart Tompkins that help people do that. But we'll also have exhibitors from local groups like Citizens Climate Lobby and Mothers Out Front in terms of where do you plug in to help make a difference on policy issues. And a fun part is we have two food trucks, and appropriate to a climate justice march, one of them is BC Cochina, which is powered by bicycles. They use a bicycle to pull their operation around. And the other is a solar and wind-powered pizza truck that uses a wood-fired pizza oven and provides all of its electrical needs on solar and wind power. So we're glad to have that kind of food options available for people. Then at the end of that rally, we have our Earth Day Ithaca events starting at 2:30. So we will start with Gerald Torres, who's a well-known law professor working on a lot of environmental justice issues, especially Native American rights. He's going to be talking about the law and social movements and, you know, why our citizen involvement in as movements makes a difference in what kind of law gets made. And then we'll have at 3:30 our annual Science of Sustainability Awards. It's a secret who's in the place in the top tier this year, but it'll be in the categories of individuals, organizations, youth, and businesses. And then to wrap up, we have a program called Voices of the Community that Kathleen Banford is organizing with a number of local youth, to, you know, how are they thinking and feeling about climate change.
And so these other events, the Earth Day events, are also taking place at the space at Green Star?
Yes, they are. And the rally part will be outside, though. We'll have an outdoor stage so people can, and many of the exhibitors will be outdoors. So there'll be plenty of room for people to spread out and interact with those different installers, get some food, listen to some music. And then if you want, go inside and talk to the exhibitors inside or join us for the programs in the afternoon.
And what are some of the concerns that your organization has about the Trump administration's actions during the first 100 days of his administration?
I think the thing that we all have noticed is the amount of blatant denialism that's being expressed by Trump and all the people he's appointed to his cabinet, and the immediate dismantling of even mentioning climate change on the White House website and many of the other governmental websites. And of course, they're doubling down on fossil fuel extraction, which is going against all the market signals that are out there. And I'm sure he has been briefed repeatedly that the problem with coal has, you know, little to do with environmental regulations, but more to do with the amounts of cheap frack gas that are in the marketplace, driving the coal plants out of business. So it seems to all of us like very foolish moves, because what is at risk is our food supply and the health and well-being of so many vulnerable communities to huge changes in the weather, the flooding, the mudslides, the heat waves, the droughts. We're all quite aware by now of what is in store for us with climate change. And it is happening so much more rapidly than the models had predicted early on. It is scary how much people don't seem to understand the nature of acceleration, of exponential growth. It oftentimes catches people by surprise. And that's the phase that we're in right now. And now we know we're going to be facing a lot of damage. Now it's about how do we slow that down? And that means bold policy action. It means not business as usual, getting beyond the thinking of the next quarter's growth. It really, what is required now is an evolution of our culture.
And do you see local governments and the state government at least responding to these challenges?
Not to the degree that's required. Tompkins County, of course, has been a leader on many different aspects. First one's to have an energy element in our comp plan, an energy roadmap. We're doing a lot of things. And thanks to citizen leadership, we've got all sorts of programs that have helped people put solar on their roof, get their houses insulated. So there's been, it's really thanks to a lot of citizen effort, grassroots nonprofit efforts that we are pushing things along. At the state, we've got, you know, New York is sort of following California's lead on a lot of different initiatives, but there's a lot of concerns. And that's why citizens need to be involved, pushing for better policy, especially pushing for energy democracy, and having the courage to do things like a statewide minimum energy efficiency standard for all rental properties. How else are we going to protect the interests of people who rent, who don't have control over how insulated or leaky the place is, or how inefficient the machinery in the basement is? Great Britain has passed that law. Boulder, Colorado has passed that law. That's the kind of bold leadership we need that takes care of all of us and acts quickly.
And just getting back to the People's Climate March this Saturday, who do you think should attend the march?
I think everybody needs to be there. And I'd love to see families there. Bring the kids. Because one of the reasons we're trying to build in some fun into this march is to give people that sense of solidarity and standing shoulder to shoulder in the face of this very overwhelming challenge to humanity. I was talking earlier with someone about climate grief and climate despair. And one of the antidotes to that is to get to work with others, making a difference, whether it's in your own lifestyles in terms of shrinking your carbon footprint or supporting local clean energy businesses or getting informed, tracking an issue, being very informed about it and showing up at town board meetings or city council meetings and calling elected representatives to push for the policies that we need so that the political leaders that are braver about this know that they've got backup. That's very important. And it really is a one way of overcoming that sense of inertia and despair in this time is to work together to make change then.
Okay, well, Gay Nicholson, president of Sustainable Tompkins, thanks for talking with me about the People's Climate March. It's coming up this Saturday and taking place at the Bernie Milton Pavilion at 11:30 a.m., right?
That's right. Thanks so much.